Welcome to the Highly Spirited Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie McNew. I love cocktails and I love the macabre. So every week I'm bringing you a cocktail recipe in history and some ghost stories. So let's get ready to get lit and get scared. Welcome back. This is going to be a quick little weirdo episode today, but I'm so excited to talk about it. It's so quirky. Have you ever heard of the Kentucky meat shower? It sounds bizarre, and it was, but we'll talk about that after we have a cocktail. And today's cocktail is just as quirky as today's story. It is a take on the margarita, except it has beef broth in it. Yeah, beef broth. Let's get into it. So first for this, you are going to need to make a simple syrup with the ginger and the lime juice. So you just boil all of that together with a cup of water and let it cool off. And then you have to thin out the tamarind paste a little bit. Just whisk it in a bowl of some water, set it aside. Okay, so those are your two prep things. Ginger, lime, simple syrup, thinned out tamarind paste. So now we're going to make the cocktail. Get your cocktail shaker, throw some ice in it, add the tequila, the beef stock, your simple syrups you made, shake it all together till it's chilled, pour it into your margarita glass, and you could even garnish this with a beef jerky stick if you wanted to. I think it's like a little daunting to have beef stock or really any animal stock, like even chicken stock. I'd be like, oh, but I like chicken. But I think this would kind of, like, not to make a pun, but beef it up a little bit. It would be like a savory margarita. Like, I'm a fan of a spicy margarita, but savory would be interesting. I don't know if I personally want to make this at home, but if it were on the menu, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? Let's try it. So that is the Moogarita. Hey guys, are you looking for a fun winter read? If you're a book person, I have two right up your alley. They're not really long reads. They're actually cocktail books. So I wrote two last year. One is called Drinking with the Stars, Cocktails for the Zodiac, where I pair a cocktail with your zodiac sign. This one is a lot of fun at parties because you can make specific cocktails for your friends too while talking about their sign and like finding a little bit more about their personality. A lot of it'll start making sense. And my second one is called Monster Mixology, where I pair folklore with cocktails. There is everything from vampires, witches, werewolves to cryptids. That one was my favorite, actually. It came out around Halloween last year, but it's for all seasons. There's summer cocktails, there's spring cocktails, there's some winter ones, and who doesn't love folklore all year round? So check those out. They are on Amazon. If you search them by name or if you search S. McNew, they should pop up. If that cocktail wasn't weird enough, let's talk about the Kentucky meat shower itself. Picture a clear March day, March 3rd, 1876 to be exact. It's beautiful, not a cloud in sight. It's warm enough to comfortably sit on your front porch to make soap in Olympia Springs, Kentucky. You're making your soap, minding your own business, then suddenly, chunks of red meat start to fall from the sky. What the fuck? Sounds like something out of a D-list horror movie, right? Like, this could never happen. But it did. And it happened to the wife of Alan Crouch on that beautiful March 3rd, 1876. The thing I find hilarious about these old-timey tales and newspapers is that women never got to use their own first name. All the articles I found just call her Mrs. Alan Crouch or Mrs. Crouch. So she's the one who witnessed this, though. She had a front seat show to the meat shower, and it rained down in her yard. She described what looked like beef falling down like snowflakes from a perfectly clear sky. And the meat rain lasted less than an hour, sometime between 11 a.m. and noon that day. They were little chunks varying in size from about 2 by 2 inches to 4 by 4 inches. And news of this phenomenon got around. Two men out of nowhere just showed up, and they were brave enough or maybe stupid enough to try the mystery meat. They both claimed it was not meat, but perhaps it was lamb or deer instead. Scientists also came to test the meat because obviously this weird thing needed an explanation. One scientist claimed the meat was made of lung tissue, either from a horse or a human baby. Apparently, the makeup of such tissue is very similar between the two. But why either of these things would be falling from the sky is beyond me, and this theory doesn't make a lot of sense. Another scientist named Leopold Brandes tested the meat and claimed it was Gnostic, which is a weird word for a type of algae. Apparently, the algae is so light it just floats through the air until it gets wet, and then it kind of jellifies and falls to the ground. This is also sometimes referred to as star jelly, witch's butter, troll's butter, fallen star, or witch's jelly. It's very rubbery and gelatinous, and it also kind of looks green. So the meat looked like red meat. I don't know how he came to this conclusion. And it was also a clear day that March 3rd. Nothing to make the algae wet and to fall down like this. So I am throwing this theory out the window as well. Or perhaps it was biblical blood rain, a bad omen of negative things to come. Nope, that is even more far-fetched, even in rural Bath County, Kentucky. The most plausible, but perhaps grossest theory is that this is vulture ejection. Sometimes vultures gorge themselves until they're too full and then throw it all up while in flight. It's like bulimia for birds. This is the theory I would go with, but I'm not an 1800s scientist. But this also explains why it may have contained some lung tissue. Vultures will eat damn near anything. So let me know your thoughts on this. Like, I think it's so interesting. I just imagine sitting on my porch and it raining down meat for like the better part of an hour. Like, my dogs would lose their mind. Like, they would think this is like the best day on earth. Like, just catching meat chunks on their tongues like snowflakes. They'd be like, the heavens opened and meat fell. It was a great day. All while I would be traumatized about what is falling from the sky, why is a vulture throwing up on me? But let me know your thoughts. What do you think happened during the Kentucky meat shower? What do you think these things were? Anyways, short little episode today. We will be back next week for Third Friday. I can't wait. We're going to talk about William Desmond Taylor. He was a director of silent films and he was quite brutally murdered. So until then, give us a like, review, a follow on Instagram at Highly Spirited Podcast, and have a good rest of your week. Cheers.